what it is like when we were alien, foreigner, and not knowing Jesus Christ. And on the right side, after we are born again. So, we have a word of prayer first. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you're going to speak to each and every one of us. And more importantly, help us to remember what we hear and help us to impress that upon our heart and so that we won't sin against you. Enable us to do it, not just be the hearer of your word. Help us to be a doer of your word and so that we please you in your sight. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So in verse 1, what did the Bible say? As for you, you were dead. What's the opposite of dead? You were dead and you are alive on the right side. Dead in what? Dead in your transgression and dead in your sin. Alive, alive in what? Alive in righteousness. Dead in transgression. This is in verse 1. This is in verse 5. Verse 4, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, make us alive with Christ. God, make us alive with Christ. And okay. When do we sin against God? What did the Bible say in verse 2? Wesley? In which you used to live. What does it mean by in which you used to live? What is which? What that which stand for? Do you know? You don't? Did your teacher teach you grammar? So what's the in which you used to live? What's that which stand for? Read that. Come on, this is English. I'm not asking you to explain to me in Chinese. This is your mother tongue, right? Christopher, could you tell me? As for you, you were dead in transgression and sins in which you used to live. In which, in what? Do you understand? You don't? Wow. Joyce, did the teacher teach grammar? So how?
Well, they probably won't ask a question.
They won't ask a question?
Like,
so that means they don't understand.
It's
and
like reading comprehension grade 7.
Daniel, do you understand? As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Verse 2, in which you used to live, in what? What's that which stand for? Transgression and sins. Wesley, do you hear that? So could you explain to me in verse 2? In which, that means, in transgressions and sins you used to live. How do I used to live in sins and transgression? How?
Before you believe in God.
No, you're not reading it. You read that one more time, verse 1 and 2, please.
What you used to live in when you talk.
Verse 1 and 2. Wesley, I want to tell you one thing, okay? Do you want to be successful? What grade you are now?
Six.
You're grade 6. Grade 6, you're supposed to understand this NIV Bible. Okay? You're supposed to understand that, but you don't. Your comprehension is maybe only grade 2 or grade 3. That is really bad. I'm not talking about biblical knowledge, okay? I'm talking about pure English. You better spend more time. You're in grade 6, right? Right? Grade 6? Because you spend too much time in computer. Okay? That's bad. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins in which you used to live. That means in transgression and sins you used to live. You used to live in transgression and sin. When do I used to live in transgression and sin? What did the Bible say? What did Paul say? When you follow the way of the world. What is the way of the world? For your age. Did all your classmates spend a lot of time in computer game? Or only you spend time on computer game? Eh? You? You only? All your classmates. Where you learn your computer game? You teach them? Or you learn it from them? You learn it from them, that means you follow the way of this world. When you follow the way of this world, what does it mean? What? No, that's not my question. When you follow the way of this world, you what? You live in righteousness or you live in sins? Do you want to continue to live in sins? Do you? But you play computer game though. You know, computer game doesn't help you to have a better comprehension of what you're reading. You know what? When you become mature, when you go out to work, your supervisor will give you a memo, give you instruction as to what to do, or give you a manual. And you read the manual, you don't understand it, and you are in deep trouble. You'll be in deep trouble, Wesley. Okay? Daniel, what grade you are now? You're grade 6. Daniel, grade 6, right? You are same grade as Wesley, right? And how come you understand? Did your teacher teach you grammar? What do they teach you in English?
Grammar?
And Wesley don't even know. Wow, that's scary. You scare me, you know? You're grade 6. You scare me, you know? And Christopher don't understand. I can understand. Maybe he's in grade 3. But you're grade 3? Michael, you are in?
Yeah.
Do you understand? In which you used to live? Which stand for? Do you understand what you're reading? Now listen to me, okay? I don't want you people to play ignorant, okay? Something you don't understand, you ask your parents. You understand? No excuse to play ignorant, okay? You understand? In verse 1, as for you, you were dead. Paul said that you were dead. Paul did not say you are dead. He said you were dead. They mean, You were dead then, but you are alive now. You understand? You were dead. It's the past tense. You were dead then, at that time. At that time, you disobey God. At that time, you don't believe in God. At that time, you separate from Christ, right? You were dead. But now, you are alive. It's a present tense, right? And you are alive. Who make you alive? God make you alive with Christ Jesus in verse 5. So in verse 1 and verse 5 is a big contrast. In verse 1, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. In transgression and in sins, you used to live. How do you live in sins? You live in sins when you follow the way of this world. Put it this way. For some people, they work 5 days, right? On Saturday, they want to follow the way of this world. They go to bar, they go to disco, right? I don't think Christian will go there, that kind of place. They say they want to go to a bar for relax. They go to a movie to relax, right? That's the way of this world. When you follow the way of this world, that means you follow the ways of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Who is the ruler of the kingdom of the air? The ruler of the kingdom of the air is the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Disobedient of what, Daniel?
Of God's word.
Of God's word. Okay. I know a lot of churches, not in our church, hopefully, I pray. After the fellowship on Saturday or Friday, they go to a bar to have some drink. And they follow the way of this world. But if you read the scripture, if you memorize it, Paul saying that, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live. You used to live in sins, you used to live in transgression. When do I used to live? When I follow the way of this world. When I follow the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Can anyone tell me how to fill in the verse, the item number 2 on the left side, based upon verse 2? Moses?
Would it be like disobedient and obedient, maybe?
Okay. You want to say disobedient, okay. Disobedient of what? Disobedient of the word of God, right? And obedient is the word of God. And what else? The ways of this world. And the way of what? Wesley? Left hand side is the way of this world. On the right hand side, the way of what? If you don't follow the way of this world, who do you follow?
God.
Okay, you say God. Could you tell me more specifically, how do you follow the way of God? You write down? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ saying, I am the way. Now you look at that. The ways, plural. The way, singular. The only way. The way of Jesus. Where does it say? Gospel of John 14:6. Jesus Christ saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. Wesley, could you read that?
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
No one come to the Father except through me. That means there's the only way. The only way to the Heavenly Father is through the way of Jesus, right? If you follow all the other ways of this world, that leads to where? Lead to hell. This way lead to where?
Heaven.
The Heavenly Father. Okay? What else? In verse 2, not only talk about the way of this world, also talk about the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Who is he? The way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, that's Satan. Satanic way. Is plural too, okay? And then in verse 4 on the right hand side, follow the way of what? Who is the opposite of the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air? Moses?
The ruler of the heavens.
The ruler of heaven. So who is he? God. The way of God. Okay. 5. Can anyone tell me? The Spirit who is now at work, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Is that Spirit is the evil Spirit or is that Spirit is the Holy Spirit? Christopher? Evil Spirit? Michael, do you agree? The evil Spirit is now at work in those who are disobedient. You know what? If you disobey your parents, if you disobey your teacher, if you disobey any superior, that means the evil spirit is now at work in you. ES. ES stands for evil spirit. It's now at work in those who are disobedient. Now, on the right hand side, Joshua, could you tell me what's the answer? Okay. The Holy Spirit is now at work in those who are obedient. When you find out that you obey God, it is not by your own strength that you obey God. It is the Holy Spirit who is at work in you. The Holy Spirit is helping you. Okay? It's not you. Don't get the credit yourself. It is the Holy Spirit. When you are disobedient, then it is the evil spirit who is at work in you. With your permission, you allow the evil spirit to work in you. In the same way, if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you, then you are an obedient child. If you allow the evil spirit to work in you, you are a disobedient child. You understand what I'm trying to say? In here, the Holy Spirit who is now at work in those who are obedient. You write down two Bible verses, then I want you to read that. First one, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Second is John 6:63. Paul saying that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the word of God is now at work in those who are obedient. If you obey God's word, the word of God is at work, is now at work in you who believes. If you believe in God and you obey God, it is the word of God who is now at work in you. What's the word of God? According to Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 63, Jesus say, my word is spirit and is life. I want Donald to read it, two portions of the scripture. The first portion is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, and then Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63.
And we also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who are believed.
The word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. When you believe in the word of God will work in you. What's that word of God? The word of God, according to Jesus saying in Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 63, the word of God is what? It's spirit. It's life. When some Christians say, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, but if he refuses to study the word of God, he's not filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't kid yourself. The person who is filled with the Holy Spirit is the person who is filled with what? The word of God. Could you read that 663?
The spirit gives life, but flesh counts for nothing. The word I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life.
The word I have spoken to you. The word that Jesus has spoken to us is the word of God, right? Jesus did not speak of his own word. Jesus always spoke of the word of God. The word of God is spirit. And they are life. You understand? So does it make sense? The Holy Spirit is now at work in those who are disobedient, but the Holy Spirit is now at work in those who are obedient, who believe. Right? What else? Item number 6. Verse 3, all of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature and following its desire and thought. So, we not only follow the way of this world, because the way of this world affecting us, we also follow the way of our own thought, the way of our own desire, our own sinful nature. You understand? We gratify the craving of our sinful nature and following its thought and its desire. So whenever your flesh tells you, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, what do you say to your own flesh? Wesley? If your flesh say to you, wow, you haven't played computer game for 2 weeks, you must be very sad. Right? Don't lie to me, Wesley. Come on. Is it true or not? No? What happens if your flesh say to you, Wesley, just 5 minutes? What do you say to your flesh? Satan can get away with me. How can you get away with your own flesh? You can't cut it off. You want to cut it off? You want me to give you a knife to cut it off? It's part of your body. Then what are you going to do? Focus on something else? To watch TV, you mean?
Bible.
Really? Are you trying to deceive me or what? Are you? No? Really? Is that what you're going to do? That would be good. So you know the way, but just that we don't do the way, right? Follow its thought and its desire. What is it? Follow the fleshly thought. Following the fleshly thoughts, the fleshly desire. Right? Following the fleshly thoughts and desire. And now in here, 6. What do we follow? Following the what? The spiritual thought and spiritual desire. And what else? Item number 7. Not just following, and we are craving, right? Gratifying the craving of our sinful nature. And item 7, what do we do? Craving for pure spiritual milk. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. David, could you read that to me? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. And this is verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Get rid of all this kind of stuff. Don't gratify. Okay? Peter say, get rid of that stuff. Could someone read it? Chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. David, could you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2?
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
Okay, Jean, could you read that again? Help us to understand. Okay.
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
So Peter is saying that we got to crave pure spiritual milk. Pure spiritual milk is the Word of God. Okay? That is the Word of God. Word of God. Okay? Like a newborn baby. Newborn baby crave for Word of God. Okay? If you are born again Christian, and you should read the Bible like a newborn baby, crave pure spiritual milk. What happens if I'm a born-again Christian, if I don't crave for the Word of God? So what does it mean? Either you are... If you don't feel like eating, that means what? That means you eat too much? Okay, what else? Wesley, if you don't feel like reading the Word of God, that means what? You have your dinner yet? Have you?
Yep.
Have you ate? Okay. If you don't feel like reading the Word of God, that means? Do you have the life of God? You don't have the life of God. God is spirit. So if we have the life of God, we need to crave for pure spiritual milk, right? If you like to read the Word of God, that means you are born again. It's not someone say, oh, pastor say I'm born again. No, it's not what Pastor John say. It's what the Bible say that counts. If you don't feel like reading it, you may not have that life. If you have a physical life, you need physical food. If you have spiritual life, you need spiritual food. Right? Does it make sense? I think it makes sense. We are born again from God. God is spirit. So we need spiritual milk. We need spiritual food. We need the Word of God to help us to grow up in the salvation. Right? We all need to grow up. Paul saying that we are, all of us, at one time, like the rest of us, you know, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature, following its thoughts and desire. That's what we used to be. So, that means before we come to know Christ, we obey the way of this world, we obey Satan, we obey our own flesh, we listen to our own flesh. Hey, I heard someone say to me, some parent, he said, my children said to me, on Christmas Day we have worship. So next day, on Sunday, we don't have to worship. Who is that girl? Is it you, Anta? Is it? You worship God already, right? On Saturday, right? So on Sunday, we don't need to worship, right? You don't need to worship every day. That's our flesh say to us, right?
our flesh always deceive us. Okay, I tell you, you know. Look at me. You follow the way of this world, at the end, you'll go to hell. You follow the way of Satan, at the end, you go to hell. You follow your own flesh, at the end, you go to hell. But if you follow Jesus, if you follow God, if you follow the Holy Spirit, it leads to heaven. You see that? Else? Can anyone tell me? So now according to the left side and the right side, Hannah, are you on the left side or are you on the right side? You're working towards the right side. How do you working towards the right side? You are either dead or either alive. You don't work yourself into it. I tell you why. Could you read in verse 8? For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gifts of God. You tell me, not by works, so that no one can boast. I know Hannah going to say to me that he would trust that, you know, because somehow he heard that the other day he said that. That's why I asked the question. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, can you would trust that? All right? Could you read that?
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
So can you work towards it? You don't. Right?
Right.
Oh, you know, if I don't memorize Bible verses, you deceive me. Oh, I work towards that, you know. Now, Joshua, are you on the left side or on the right side? You're on the right side. How do I know that you're on the right side? Give me some proof, okay? Okay. Give me some proof, okay? Don't just tell me that you're on the right side. Is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself, it is the gifts of God. To be able on the right side is the gifts of God. Can someone read to me Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2? Ecclesiastic is after Psalm, okay? It's not in the New Testament, okay, Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, you are there already. Yeah, now you read that. Okay, Josh. Josh. Okay, read the Hannah now. Okay. Chapter 10, verse 2. You don't be busy on arguing. Busy on arguing is no good, okay? Say that again. Are you on the left or on the right? Are you a foolish guy or are you a wise lady? You're on the right. Is tilting towards that mean you have faith in the word of God? Yeah. I want to be on the right side.
Yeah.
Because it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Through faith. is grace. That means give of God. You still have to reach out your hand and say, yes, I want that. You understand? So that's why I incline to it. I want it. You understand? Not that you would towards it. You have faith in it. I want it to be on the right side. I don't want it to be on the left side. Now, Moses, are you on the left side or on the right side? Or you would towards it? And then what happened then? How do you deal with your flesh?
It chips, and then it starts
to
the right side.
So you scratch the itching. What do you say?
I just if Moses was sure it was a low light, that's making him itch.
Okay, now. If you are born again, listen to me, okay? If you are born again Christian, you're on the right side. If you are non-believer, you're on the left side. But sometimes born again Christian live like a foolish man on the left side. Live like an unbeliever. Right? Okay? Then you got to deal with the way of this world, cut it off. The way of Satan, cut it off. And do not allow the evil spirit to work in you. Because evil spirit is going to work in you every moment of your life. So you got to what? Fill yourself with the word of God so that you can discern whether it is the Holy Spirit speaking to you or it is the evil spirit speaking to you. If you do not have the word of God, you cannot discern. Just like Hannah has been Christian for how long? All her life. Is it? And she still say to me, I would toss it as if she got the right answer. No,
But now I know in verse 8. So
now, verse 8 and verse 9.
Verse 8 and verse 9.
Right? Yeah. Now, verse 10 is the one you were chosen after you are saved. Now, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully, okay? I want to impress it upon your heart. On the right side is a born-again Christian, B-A-C. Born again Christian on the right hand side is a BAC, okay? On the left hand side is an unbeliever because he refused to receive grace from God, he refused to believe in the word of God, so he's on the left hand side. He's a foolish one. On the right side is a wise one, okay? Now, we are Christian, not by our deed. We are Christian because we are born again. You're my daughter because it's not because you've done something. You have done nothing. Me and mommy do something. You didn't do anything. What did you do? You do nothing. Right? Donald, you understand? What do you do? I mean, word choice it. You don't word choice it. You know? Shut up, right? George, okay, next time I'm going to ask Joshua a question, okay? Don't worry. You just be happy, okay? The time will come. Now, the moment we confess our sins, the moment we acknowledge that we are sinners, the moment we acknowledge that the way of this world is no good, the way of Satan is no good, the evil spirit is deceiving us, the way that when we confess it, acknowledge it, we want to get away from it and open our heart and invite Jesus Christ to enter into our heart, then we become a born-again Christian, right? Once you become a born-again Christian, you still have old baggages, old behavior. You still have fleshly desire. You're on the right side already, but you have the tendency to what? To go back to the left side. You understand? And how can I remain to be on the right side whenever you have a tendency to be on the right, tendency to be in the left side? Then what do? You rely upon the Word of God, the Holy Scripture, and you rely upon the Holy Spirit, HSHS. Holy Scripture and Holy Spirit. You rely upon the Word of God. You rely upon the Spirit of God to help you. You understand? Now, Joshua, tell me, on what side you are now?
The right side.
What's the proof that you're on the right side?
Because through, by the grace of God.
By the grace of God, and then?
Grace
of God is that what God has done. God give you grace, right? Give you the gifts of God, give you eternal life, right? And allow you to be born again.
Yeah.
But you have to say yes too.
Yeah.
You have to say faith. Faith in what? Faith on the left side saying that I don't like evil spirit to control my life. I don't want to follow the way of this world. I don't want to follow the way of Satan because it leads me to hell. You got to believe in it. If you don't believe in it, I say, oh, I have fun. I have a good life. You won't go You won't have faith in Jesus. You understand? You got to have faith. By following Satan, Satan will lead you to hell. By following Jesus, Jesus will lead you to Heavenly Father. You have faith in that. So that's why you are born again, right? But now that you are born again, you still have the tendency, inclination, to remain in the left-hand side. And what happened if you remain in the left-hand side? What will happen in your life? No, you won't go to hell. No. You won't go to hell right away. You're born again Christian, but you have the tendency to be on the left side. What will happen? You're asking for what? You're asking for discipline. You're asking for correction. You're asking for sufferings. You're asking for pain. You understand? Because the Heavenly Father is a mighty God. He won't allow His own children to remain in that situation. He's slow in anger, rich in love, but He will discipline. He will discipline His son. Your parents may not discipline you, but the Heavenly Father will discipline you. Do you remember Psalm 119:67? Psalm 119:71? Psalm 119:75? Could someone read that? Jean, could you read that? 67, 71, and 75 of Psalm 119. 67? Say that again.
Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word.
So in other words, although you are born again Christian, suppose on the right-hand side, but your inclination is on the left-hand side, you're asking for affliction, suffering, pain. So that's why God inflicts pain on His children, so that He go back to the right side. We don't work towards it. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. Right? You got that now? Okay. Now I have a new things today.
That's why I come here.
Okay. Now, 67, 71.
It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees.
It is good for me to be afflicted so that I can learn his word. I go back to God's way, Jesus' way, right? 75.
I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
In faithfulness you have afflicted me. Why? Because through that affliction, through that pain and suffering, we become alive again in righteousness. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Now, I give you a word of wisdom. If pastor warns you people, that means who is warning you? God's warning you. If you think, oh, he's a human being warning me, then you're in deep trouble. You're asking God to discipline you. When you hear pastor give you warning, that means God spoke through him to you. And you turn around. You know what? No pain and suffering. Because you turn around already. But if you keep on doing it, could someone read Psalm 29 verse 1? Proverbs 29 verse 1. Proverbs 29, Jean.
Proverbs 29, verse 1. A man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy.
Moses, could you read that again?
A man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy.
Will suddenly be destroyed. You understand? Without remedy. That means no one can help him. If he's deep neck, now, we are born again, we're on the right side, but our heart inclined to be on the left side. And then the Lord look at our heart, right? Look at our inner being. And then he disciplined us. Once, he disciplined us twice. He disciplined third time. And each and every time we refuse to turn around, what happened? According to Proverbs 29 verse 1, you will be suddenly, you will be what? Destroyed suddenly without remedy. You don't want to be destroyed suddenly, right? You understand what I'm trying to say? What else do we learn today? Who is helping us to obey God? Who is helping us? Who is fighting against each other? Okay? Take a look. Who is our enemy? Take a look. Can anyone tell me who is our enemy? Who is our enemy? Josh? Satan? The ruler of the kingdom of the air? Who else are our enemy? Evil spirit. Who else is our enemy? Our flesh. Who else is our enemy? The world. That's why the Bible says, do not love the world. He's your enemy. Who's our friend? Who's helping us to live a godly life? Huh? God. Who else? Who else? Holy Spirit, who else are our friend? Jesus Christ. Who else? Who else helping us to live a godly life? The Word of God. You understand? Do you know why Pastor John asking you people to remember God's Word? Do you know why now? He's your friend. According to Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63, the word that I have spoken to you, according to Jesus saying, they are spirit and they are life. If you have the word of God memorized in your heart, you have what? You have what? You have the Holy Spirit living in you. And you have what? Life. You become alive. Any Christian, they claim themselves to be Christian and do not memorize God's word, he's not Christian. Okay? Jerry, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Did you memorize God's word? No? Do you need to memorize God's word?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on the left side or on the right side? If this building collapses, all of us pass away, where will you go? And why? Where would you, your mommy go? Where would you go? You're not sure. Can anyone tell him why he's not sure? What's the reason why he's not sure, Daniel? How old are you, Daniel? 11. Jerry? Are you, what happened if this building collapsed? Where would you go? You go to heaven. How do you know you go to heaven? You have the Holy Spirit in you. Wow. That's very good. Having belief, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. You were marked with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. If you do not have the Holy Spirit in you, you are not God's child. If you do not have the word of God in you, you are not God's child either. You know what's the problem, Jerry, you have? You don't even read the Bible. That's your big problem. If you keep on being like that, you're going to destroy yourself. In the future, 20, 30 years later, you become a father, you're going to destroy your children. Because Bible say in Exodus chapter 20, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, God promised us that if we obey Him, if we love God, God's going to bless us until 1,000 generation. And you are the only boy in the family, in Chang family. And yet you don't even know whether you're born again because you refuse to read the Bible, because you don't have the word of God in you. You know what? You are not alone. You go and ask the friends that you have in the Baptist church in Lansdowne. You go and ask them. They're not sure also. But you ask Daniel, Christopher, where would you go if you pass away today? You go to heaven. How do you know you go to heaven? You have the Holy Spirit. Where is your Holy Spirit? In his heart. You know why he memorized Bible verses? Right? I can teach you God's word, but I cannot help you to memorize Bible verses. Your mother can prepare food and put it on the table, but your mother cannot help you to digest. You have to eat it yourself.
You understand what I'm trying to say? So Hannah, now let me ask Joshua. And all of a sudden you pass away, where will you go? How do you know you go to heaven? Okay. You know, let me tell you one thing. When you have fellowship with Christian, you say, oh, how are you? You know what? If he say, oh, I'm a believer, I'm a born-again Christian, I tell you how to ask them question, okay? First of all, are you born-again Christian? Don't just ask them, are you Christian? Because a lot of people abuse the word Christian already. You ask them, are you born-again Christian? First of all. And secondly, how can you be born again? Okay? How can you be born again, Joshua? And we see the Holy Spirit. Okay? No one can enter, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 3. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and of the Spirit. In other words, if you do not have the Holy Spirit in your heart and you wasn't born again through the Holy Spirit, born again through baptism, you are not born again. You know what? Two days ago, Jean is so good. Jean shared the gospel to her father, and when her father refused to be baptized, she was very sad because she knew Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 5. You are not born again unless you are born again of water and of the Holy Spirit. Okay? After you are born again, you got to work out your salvation. Not before, but after. I show you how to work out. Okay? I want you to think about that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Listen to me. How do you work out? We are on the right side. We are born again Christian. But our heart inclined in the left side. We got to work towards the right side. At the same time, remain in the right side and to do good work. Because if you're on the left side, you cannot do good work. Follow the way of this world, God hates. How can you do good work? Follow Satan, God hates. How can you do good work? Follow evil spirit, God hates. How can you do good work? But if you in here, God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit is your friend. And he can help you to do good work. You understand? For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good work. The reason why God recreated us. Because we were dead in sins, in transgression. So he got it what? He got to make sure that we are born again. When we are born again, we still carry baggages of these kind of bad things, right? He wants us to work towards this one and remain in the right side. That is verse 10, chapter 2, verse 10. Hannah, could you read that next week? Now, you read it now.
created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
When you do good works, can you boast about it? Because God's preparing in advance for you to do it. You cannot boast about it. So who is helping you to do good work? How? Through Jesus Christ? And through the Holy Spirit? And through the Word of God? And through prayer? You ask God for help. You know what? When you start playing the piano, I think it's out of tune all the time, you know what? You know, unless you practice it, right? You practice all the time. Practice makes perfect, right? So when you do God's word, sometimes we fail. We get to get up and do it again, get up and do it again, and one of these days, we will do it well. You got that? Are we born again Christian? Which way should we stay, remain in? On the right side. Every time when we are on the left side, what should we do? We watch each other foot. Okay? Encourage the other people, get back to the right side. I encourage Jerry, get back to the right side. Start reading the Bible. You have already been baptized, right? I remember I baptized you, right? Am I right? Okay, could you read that Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 3? Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 5? Chapter 3, all the way to verse 5?
Nicodemus asked, "Surely he cannot enter a second time into a mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit."
So you have been baptized, right? You have been baptized, but you are not sure that whether you are born again, you are not sure that you can go to heaven. That means you don't have the Holy Spirit, right? Then what should you do? Based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, what should you do? You tell me, what should you do? Read 13 to 14 of chapter 1. Read that out loud.
"And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him and with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession."
You read it again. You don't understand by your reading.
"And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth."
Okay. Now, you heard the word of truth from Pastor John, right? You heard the word of truth from Pastor John, right? Because I'm telling you to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, right? You heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, and you are marked with what? With a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. But that's what God promised you. If you believe in His word, if you believe in Jesus Christ, He promised to give you the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that, that means, "Lord, you promised me to give it to me. Could you please give it to me?" You need to pray for him. Pray for that, right? Do you understand what you're reading? You read it one more time.
"You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory."
Do you believe Jesus is the Christ? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
If you believe the truth, right? And you haven't believed in the truth, and God promised you what? To give you what? What did God promise you when you believe in the word of truth? The Holy Spirit. But you said that you don't have it, right? So you ask for God to give it to you? Should you? Okay. When God gives you the Holy Spirit, should you nurture the Holy Spirit inside your heart? How? You know the answer. How can you make your arm strong? By exercise. How can you make yourself spiritually strong? And serving God. Do you want to remain to be a baby? Or you want to be mature? Really? Then starting next week, start serving God. Flex your muscle. Exercise your muscle. You understand? Then you be strong. You cannot be strong just in your mind. You got to be strong in serving. Right? You got to be strong. Be strong in the Lord by craving pure spiritual milk, the Word of God. Make that commitment to read the Word of God every day. Is it a deal? Yes or no? Okay. Then your mother heard that. Then you hold, your mother hold you accountable to that. Okay? And whatever the promise that you hear the Bible say, you say, oh, if you believe in the Word of God, if you believe in the gospel, Jesus Christ will give you the Holy Spirit, and you said, oh, I'm not sure whether I have the Holy Spirit. Hey, whatever Jesus promised you, He's faithful. He will give it to you, but you have to ask for it. All you have to do is ask for it by faith. Okay? The Holy Spirit will enter into you. But you got to be friendly to Jesus, though. You understand what I'm trying to say? Read His Word. Okay? Look at that. He marked it down. Right? He read that. He write that down. You got to learn that. He's younger than you. Right? He learned it here. You should learn that too. Right? That's good. You know what? You see that? You see he write that down? Did you write it down? You got to write it down. Okay? You got to review the notes. That's how you study. That's how you study well. Whatever the teacher teaches you something, you write down the notes, and then you go home and read it and review it. You understand? That's how you learn. Yeah. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us to believe in you, believe in your promise, for you are good and faithful God. And thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus Christ and drawing in our heart. And thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, drawing inside our heart. Thank you for giving us your precious word, also dwell in our heart too. We know that you are the Lord who hear prayer. That's why we pray to you. For those people who still do not have the Holy Spirit, but they are believers of you, I pray that you give it to them, the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit, a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Lord, I pray that you give us the Holy Spirit and fill us with your word. Enable us to understand what you have to say to us and help us to be a doer of your word, not just be a hearer of your word, and then we forgot. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.